And here's a local news report from 2011.
This year, the average Thanksgiving dinner will cost $49.20. That's almost $6 more than last year.
And here's another from 2012.
Last year, a turkey dinner for 10 people cost $49.20. This year, that price is climbing nearly 30 cents to $49.48.
And this year,
according to a recent survey, it will be just over $50 to feed a family of 10. That's a roughly $3 increase over Thanksgiving of 2012.
We all have our Thanksgiving traditions, and for the news media, it seems to be the annual reporting on the rising cost of Thanksgiving dinner. And according to the Columbia Journalism Review's Ryan Chittum, this is one tradition journalists traditionally screw up. Ryan, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks for having me.
So reporters across the country aren't actually going out on their own each year to investigate the costs of a Thanksgiving dinner. Instead, they all basically get the same press release, right?
It's true. The American Farm Bureau Federation puts out this release every year a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. They go and average what a turkey costs across the country, and they look at cranberries, and they look at stuffing and, you know, potatoes. They come up with a basket of about a dozen ingredients, add it all up, and say this is what it would take to feed 10 people on Thanksgiving, and the press dutifully snaps it up.
And yet, even though everyone is working off that same Farm Bureau press release, you say that different outlets use the information to different ends. How so?
I guess it was a couple of years ago I noticed the Wall Street Journal editorial page doing a report that used this survey to hype, you know, runaway inflation. The Wall Street Journal editorial page, they have a hard money stance. So they're looking for signs of inflation everywhere, and they found it in a single data point from the Farm Bureau.
You also say that the information isn't just sculpted by ideologues, that the mainstream press also distorts the Farm Bureau's findings, but for different reasons.
The press is looking for conflict. It's looking for tension. And reporters and editors, they want an angle that stimulates the reader, and I've got to read this, and outrages the reader. If you write, Thanksgiving bill is the same as last year or doesn't move much, that's not going to grab attention.
And so last year, when Thanksgiving dinner prices were up 28 cents, reporters still found a way to ratchet up that tension.
Right. CNBC ran a story that said turkey prices gobble up more of Thanksgiving bill. So that's what I'm talking about when I say reporters looking for tension.
Whether you want to hype inflation or just hype the importance of your story, you're distorting the findings for a reason. But sometimes it happens for no reason.
Right. I mean, it's kind of an old saw that journalists aren't very good at math. And I noticed a couple of just plain old math errors. CNBC saying the price of Thanksgiving dinner rose 3% when it was really 0.6%. And they didn't adjust for inflation, which they should have. And when you do that, you find out that the cost of Thanksgiving dinner fell 1.4%. And backing up a bit, just the idea that the Thanksgiving dinner is an important indicator of prices is fundamentally flawed.
If you use oil prices, you might have something that indicates something real.
Right. Oil prices are one of the fundamental building blocks of the economy, but turkey prices aren't. So the turkey price makes for a good headline, but as an indicator of the wider economy, it's a poor stand-in.
I wonder how the media can handle it when the costs aren't actually going up like this year. I mean, should we expect a raft of stories that we're in a big deflationary spiral?
No. And I think the press is biased towards seeing price increases. That's just the psychological blind spot that most of us have. So I saw the Los Angeles Times say that the Thanksgiving dinner cost falls from last year's record to $49.04. They frame it as still being relatively high, at least, because last year was a record. When in fact, if you look at the actual numbers and you adjust for inflation, which you have to, last year wasn't a record at all. It was $12 less than it was in 1986 in real terms. When straight news gets it wrong, I think it's just like, you know, this is an easy story. We're going to slap it together, sex it up a little bit. And we also don't know how to do math. So when you combine those things, you have a toxic stew.
Yuck. So that's why you hate Thanksgiving.
It's my favorite holiday, I've got to say.
Ryan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Chittum reports on the business press for the Columbia Journalism Review.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.